Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with
the Office of the Principal Controller of Communication Accounts, Mumbai, is seeking to fill 30 posts on a deputation basis for the following positions: Senior Accountant, Junior Accountant Group C, Lower Division Clerk, and Multiple Tasking Officer for a tenure of 3 years. Applications are invited from eligible and willing candidates, including officers and officials from central government, state government, union territories, universities, recognized research institutes, public sector undertakings, semi-government, statutory or autonomous organizations. The location of posting will be Mumbai. Interested candidates can find the eligibility criteria, terms and conditions, and application pro forma at the official website. Applications must be submitted by 18/12/2024. Kindly go on to the website, that is https://cgca.gov.in. The National Forensic Sciences University, Dharwad campus, is inviting applications for various teaching positions on contractual basis. There are several openings, including assistant professors in forensic chemistry, forensic science, and computer science and cybersecurity. For detailed advertisement and application forms, kindly visit the website at https://www.nfsu.ac.in/careers. The last date for online application submission is December 20th, 2024 by 5 p.m. Hindustan Shipyard Limited, HSL, a Government of India undertaking located in Visakhapatnam, invites applications for various positions, including Deputy Manager Finance, Consultant IT, ERP, Senior Consultant for Business Development for South Zone, and Senior Consultant Vendor and Business Development for Mumbai Zone. Interested candidates can refer to the HSL website for further details. Applicants are requested to send a soft copy of their completed application to the designated email and a hard copy to the General Manager HR at Hindustan Shipyard Limited by speed post. For the details, kindly go onto the website, that is https://hslvizac.in. The CSIR Central Electrochemical Research Institute, CECRI, in Karaikudi, Tamil Nadu, invites online applications for various scientist positions. This is an excellent opportunity for enthusiastic and dynamic Indian nationals who possess a strong academic background and proven scientific achievements in the field of electrochemistry. The online application process will remain open until December 31st, 2024, till 23 hours IST. A total of 28 posts are available, with designated reservations for different categories. The selected candidates will be offered a pay matrix of level 11 as per the 7th CPC, with an upper age limit of 32 years for most candidates. For detailed information regarding the positions, emoluments, age limits, terms and conditions, please visit the official website at https://www.cecri.res.in. The Government of Uttarakhand is inviting applications for the post of Director at the Govind Ballabh Pant Institute of Engineering and Technology. Located in Pauri Garhwal, this is a contractual position offered at level 14 with a starting pay of 1,44,200 rupees plus allowances. The appointment will be for a period of 3 years, extendable for an additional 2 years or until the age of superannuation as per the state government regulations. Essential qualifications and experience must comply with the AICTE standards for engineering technology programs. Interested candidates should submit their applications in the prescribed format along with relevant documents and application fee via registered or speed post to the Secretary, Technical Education Department, Uttarakhand Secretariat. The last date for submission is 20th December 2024 by 5 p.m. For additional details, kindly visit https://gbp.ac.in. The National Institute of Technical Teachers Training and Research in Kolkata invites online applications for the position of associate professor on a direct recruitment basis. The position offers a pay level 13 A1 with age limit as 45 years. The recruitment is open to Indian nationals and the closing date for online application is 26/12/2024. Detailed qualification, experience and application instructions can be found on the NIT TTR website. The hard copy of the applications must be received by the Institute by 31/12/2024. Kindly go onto the website for further details, that is http://www.nittrkol.ac.in. The National Statistics Office Field Operation Division subordinate to the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, Government of India, is seeking applications for the position of Stenographer Grade 1, General Central Service Secretarial Group B, non-gazetted, at Level 6 as per the 7th CPC. There are 7 vacancies available and candidates must meet specific eligibility criteria relating to service duration and rank within their current positions. Interested applicants are required to submit their biodata along with several necessary documents, including vigilance clearance and integrity certificates, within 60 days of this advertisement's publication. For more detailed information, please visit https://www.mospi.gov.in. ICAR, National Bureau of Plant Genetic Resources, located at Pusa Campus, New Delhi, invites applications for the position of Project Assistant, PA, on a purely contractual basis under the Biodiversity International and CIAT Alliance-funded project titled Pre-Breeding for Genetic Enhancement of Chili, Beans and Peas Using Crop Wild Relatives. The selected candidates will receive a consolidated monthly salary of 25,000 rupees. Applicants should possess a graduate degree and have desirable experience in office document handling and fieldwork. Interested candidates must email their applications and scan copies to Dr. Vinod K. Sharma by December 28, 2024. Further details regarding the interview will be communicated to shortlisted candidates. For more information, kindly visit www.nbpgr.org.in.
Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.